Kirsten Gillibrand wants to ban firearm devices that are already illegal. By A.W.R. Hawkins on May 13, 2019. Democrat presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, wants to ban firearm devices that are already illegal. The Washington Examiner asked Gillibrand which gun controls she would enact if she won the presidency, and part of her answer was, "I would ban the bump stocks, the large magazines, and the military-style assault weapons." Bump stocks were banned months ago via the Department of Justice. The DOJ announced finalized language on its bump stock ban December 18, 2018, with the ban taking effect in late March 2019. The ban contained no grandfathering language, so simple possession of a bump stock is a violation of the law. Yet Gillibrand wants to ban bump stocks. She also wants to criminalize private gun sales via universal background checks. And this is a position shared by nearly everyone contending for the Democrat presidential nomination. Universal background checks would neither end nor reduce mass shooting incidents in the U.S. because nearly every mass shooter of the last 10 years acquired his guns via background checks anyway. The few that did not acquire their guns via background checks did so via thievery. For example, the Denver Channel reports that the suspects in the attack on Colorado's STEM school Highlands Ranch allegedly smashed into the locked gun cabinet at the home of the adult suspect's parents Tuesday morning, stole the weapons and used them in the shooting later that day. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @Hawkins. Reach him directly at @Hawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.